Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Today's show is the LSU recap of the the Tennessee game, which was which is a game you want to forget. We're going to talk about that game. We're going to talk about a little high school football. I'll mention that too in today's show. But I want to thank our sponsors before we start. The Bug Man, when you need pest control, get rid of insects, want to call the Bug Man. Professional pest control, give them a call at 923-BUGS or 923-2847. Also, Gros Savant, man, what a great place if you want to book an echo tour, a fishing trip, saltwater or freshwater, or a hunting trip. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That's 337-598-2357. A true sportsman's paradise. Trust me, I go there. It's a great place to fish, and I'm sure I'd love hunting, too, if I did hunt. Also, want to thank John Harvey Toyota. Appreciate their support. Harvey Subaru and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Also want to thank Gage. Appreciate them. Greg Wood. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call at 753-4243. We appreciate their support. Medine's Collision Center in Baton Rouge. If you need any body work done, give them a call. Chris Medine, Dominica Medine. Give them a call there on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 357-7983. Let's go ahead and talk about the LSU-Tennessee game. You know, there's been a lot of people answering on the internet. I've read a lot of the stuff. A lot of people are very emotionally upset. And, you know, I went to the game like a lot of people did. Sold out, right? Over 100,000 people in the stands. Tennessee brought at least, I mean, I'm guessing they brought 20,000. I think LSU only gives 8,000, maybe 10,000 seats. They had at least 10,000 over that in the stadium. I can speak for everybody that was there. Everybody saw a lot of orange, which was a little disappointing to see 20,000 fans in your home stadium. There might have been an even 25,000. Let's look at it this way. Is LSU rebuilding? No. And I'm going to say what I'm going to explain this. Tennessee basically has a second-year coach. It was a dumpster fire 3 years ago at Tennessee. They bring in Heupel from a small, I call it a small D1 school, Central Florida. He's a great coach. They brought in a quarterback from Virginia Tech named Hendon Hooker, who destroyed LSU. He's a good quarterback. 90% of their team wasn't offered by LSU, Alabama, or Florida, meaning most of the team is just either transfer portal guys or guys in recruiting that they've developed really fast. Their top receiver didn't play. Their top corner didn't play. They outcoached LSU. They out-schemed LSU. Everything they did worked. It was just a nightmare. Is LSU that bad? No. Was it their day? No. It just wasn't their day. They got outcoached. They got outcoached offensively, defensively, and special teams. Two, LSU does not have a strong running game. They've been able to hide it. They've been able to get away with it. This is the worst running back room I've seen at LSU since I was a kid. And I'm 52 years old. I think I speak for a lot of LSU fans. Look, Josh Williams is a great kid. He's a walk-on that's got a scholarship now out of Texas. Great guy. Love his story. But he's not a number one back in this conference. He's not a Jeremy Hill. He's not a Kevin Falk. He's not a Jacob Hester. He's not a Joseph Addai. He's not on that level. And no one on this team, Noah Cain's solid. You know, he was a third team back at Penn State. He's solid. Your best back is hurt. Goodwin. And you had a kid leave, Kiner, who transferred in the offseason. You had another running back who didn't make it for some reason, unknown why he's not back. But the running back room's very weak right now. And your quarterback position's not strong throwing the ball. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give another theory why LSU's not rebuilding and why they're not doing well right now. It's a combination of things. We'll be right back.
Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you.
Gros Savant Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savant Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours. Located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. I went over the coaching staff getting out coached offensively, defensively, special teams is atrocious. Going down 10-0 didn't lose the game. It didn't help the game. I know Coach Kelly mentioned it was being in a hole 10-0. It didn't help. You know, Jack Besh fumbling the opening kickoff. I mean, it didn't help. It didn't lose the game, in my opinion. The defensive line did not – they looked confused. The whole defense did not look like they were ready for the same three plays that Tennessee called all night, all day. So LSU doesn't have a running game. They have a young O-line that's talented, but they're young. They have a really good defense. And that's why I said – that's why I thought they'd go 10-2. They had a great defense. I thought they had great receivers. They do have great receivers. They got a talented young tight end, and they've got an O-line that's getting better. But when you don't have a run game, and you're one-dimensional, and you're not good at it, it's tough to beat a good team. Now, is Tennessee one of the top three teams in the country? I don't think so. I think LSU made them look a lot better than what they are. If you remember the Auburn game the week before, LSU made Auburn look a lot better than what they are. What did Georgia do to Auburn? They showed everybody that, they're not that good. I mean, Auburn's very average. And LSU struggled to win that game. Again, no running game. They did not sign a big-time running back in Louisiana this past year. They did not get a running back in the transfer portal. You need a legit big-time starting running back in this league. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was another one. You got to have a great starting running back, or a couple of them. Think about it. Ty Davis Price was Clyde's backup. Ty Davis is in the NFL. He's a great back. No one on this roster has Ty Davis Price's ability, and he was LSU's second back in 19 behind Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who went in the first round. You got to have a big-time running back. And they lost five running backs in Louisiana this past year in recruiting. Now, I don't blame Kelly and them, but they were late coming in. But they lost five great running backs. One went to Miami. Etienne went to Florida, who they're going to have to play this week. They lost some great backs. They lost a running back to Tennessee, Dylan Sampson, right out of Dutchtown High School, who carried the ball against LSU. You can't lose five really good running backs like that. Three are legitimately are going to have a chance to be All-Americans or All-Conference. In my opinion, you lost the running back to A&M, Moss, from Estruma. So, I mean, there's a lot of – you got to have a great running game. And when Goodwin got hurt, that just destroyed the run game. So Tennessee, to me, is not four touchdowns or three touchdowns better than LSU. To me, that was just coaching. They just got out-coached by Heupel. You know, does LSU win this game even if they have a good running game? It's probably a close game down to the end. But when you can't run the ball, you can't control the clock, you can't keep the ball away from Tennessee, that's what happens. 40-13, Tennessee, in Tiger Stadium. That's rock bottom. The good news is Kelly is going to be able to, like he said in the press conference, if you read between the lines, he can see where they need to recruit and where they need to get an older kid in the transfer portal. But, again, I wish they would have signed a kid this past year in the transfer portal that was a legit running back. Alabama went out and got Gibbs from Georgia Tech. He's a first-round pick. I mean, you got to go get that guy, and they didn't do it. And that's the only difference between this team, and I think Tennessee was just having a stable running game. Now, it's a quarterback position strong. I don't think Jaden Daniels is where he needs to be after 3 years of starting at Arizona State and, you know, going into 5 weeks at LSU. He just can't read defenses. And he won't even look to the center of the field. And he's a great kid. He can run, and he's got an arm. But I think it's time to see Nussmeier get a chance. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more of LSU and also high school football. Be right back.
If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. We're talking about LSU, the Tennessee game. And I'll talk a little high school football, too, before we finish. Look, I'm a big fan of Coach Kelly at LSU. But this is constructive criticism. This is media constructive criticism. And I'm not going full blow like, oh, it's not going to ever change and the sky's falling and all that. It's just, it is where it is right now for LSU. When Goodwin went down at running back, they just don't have a run game. They've got a bunch of guys that would be number two, number three guys on college teams, but they don't have a number one guy, that great running back you need to power over defenses and wear defenses down so you can throw the ball. Now, would Jaden Daniels be the perfect quarterback still if we had that? No, but it would help a lot. If LSU had a functioning running game, then Jaden Daniels would not have to throw as much, and if they did throw, the defense would be loosened up, and it'd probably get away with a lot more throwing the ball. Now, one thing that I did notice, and I'm sure everybody did, the receivers dropped a lot of balls too. Butte dropped a touchdown, would have been a touchdown, and so did J. Ray Jenkins. They both dropped touchdowns that would have credited Jaden Daniels on the day. I mean, that would have been changed the game. And I also thought that Butte got the first down on third and two when he reached out with the ball. It looked like he got it, which that's a big call that didn't go LSU's way also. So just wasn't LSU's day, but I don't think that Tennessee is that much better point-wise than LSU. And I wanted to mention, Tennessee is not a team full of big-time recruits. Just the fans need to know that. I mean, here's a program that couldn't win six games for 12 years. And they just got a quarterback from Virginia Tech. He's a transfer. Hendon Hooker, he started playing last year. And their offensive line and defensive line, they're not dominant players. And heck, they barely have enough linebackers on their roster to put players on the field. So this is not a team that I think will hold up. They're not going to go undefeated. They're going to lose a couple of games. It's going to be a great year for Tennessee, though. They'll take a 10-2 year. But I don't think – can they beat Alabama? They'll give them a game. But, again, LSU made Tennessee look better than what they are because they just lack some parts. It didn't help having injuries. It didn't help Will Campbell being out. It didn't help that Sevian Banks was out. It didn't help that a lot of guys were hurt and a lot of guys didn't play. Mason Smith obviously has been out since Florida State game at defensive line. But I don't think any of that would have changed, even if all of those guys would have played. The coaching staff got out-coached in that game. And look, for the future, LSU's got to find a big-time running back. They really have to find a difference maker at running back. That's the only way this offense is going to be functional the way even Coach Kelly wants it, because he likes to run the ball. He likes a balanced offense, but you need that big-time running back. And they always have one at Notre Dame, too. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more high school football. I'm going to talk about Catholic High Bears of Baton Rouge. I had a chance to go see them play against Liberty. We'll be right back.
What does that bug man do?
Not only do we do pest control, we do odor control, bat removal, moisture control, rodents, and of course, bed bug control. Give the bug man a call. We get them before they get you.
Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Lee Burkeen is your host here. Again, I think Coach Kelly is the right guy for the job. I'm still a big fan of Coach Kelly. He's got to go sign a couple of big-time running backs. He's got to go get more D linemen and a couple of more O linemen for the future. I think the O line has a lot of young guys on the roster. I think the fans want everybody to, they want the whole O line to be ready now, but we're in the now right now. So, and they need some corners again. They're going to lose some DBs because they went to the portal for 1 year seniors. So they're going to need some young guys coming back. They don't have enough depth at DB, especially corner, and they need a big time safety. And they need to get the quarterback position right. But, this is a year that you can just hope for an 8-4 year, 7-5, just hope for it, because you never know. They might can make adjustments, but, constructive criticism, the coaches were just out-coached. And, when the year is over, when Coach Kelly does his analysis of everything that happened this year, if some coaches aren't, doing their job or didn't do a good job, they won't come back. They won't return. And right now it's week 5, and I guess he'll judge and make those decisions as the season goes on, whether it's coordinators or position coaches that he wants to be, a part of in the future. But I don't think that's a decision he'll make until at least 8 or 9 weeks into the season, and he won't announce it, obviously, till the season's over. But he's not going to fire any coaches, I don't think, being his first year, after 5 games. But trust me, if they're not, fitting into the puzzle for the future, there will be changes, when the season's over. I know Kelly will do that, just like Saban. Let's switch conversation pieces here. I'm going to talk about high school football. I had a chance to go see Catholic High Baton Rouge play Liberty. Caleb Jackson was still not playing, the LSU running back commit. Caleb's a good player, but they need another running back in the class that's got a chance to be phenomenal. Caleb's got a chance to be really good, but he did not play again. He was not dressed, which hurt Liberty. Liberty was without him and Lester Jones, their top DN. Catholic High won the game pretty easily, scored close to 60 points. Liberty fought, man. They fought, though, with a lot of resiliency. They were a tough team. Outman, though. Shelton Sampson, who's committed to LSU receiver, I'm going to tell you something. I was always a big fan of Shelton. Every year I've watched him since his freshman year. But this kid is incredible. He's turned it on. He's matured as far as his whole body. He's filled out. I mean, he's pushing 6'5". He's 200 and something pounds, 210, 215. Man, he can play. He is a man among boys. Shelton Sampson Jr. will be in the rotation right away next year for LSU. He'll be a star as a freshman in LSU. They're going to have to get him the ball, but he's going to be a stud. He runs great routes. He has great hands. He's huge. He has a Reuben Randall frame, but he can also turn his hips and cut at any moment. For a guy that tall and that big, He's got that Julio Jones ability. And look, Brian Thomas, who's on LSU team now, Shelton Sampson's just a bigger version of him, just to give you an idea. Brian is probably 6'4", about 205, 202. You know, Shelton will come in at 6'4", about 210, 215, running 4'4", with great hands, great routes. And again, he can really go. He can start and stop as good as anybody in the country coming out of high school. Catholic's got some great young players. Barry Remo, a running back who's going to be a 225 player. He is another Clyde Edwards-Helaire as far as build. I'm not saying he's as good as Clyde right now, but he's going to be a D1 back when he's finished. They have a freshman DB that's going to be a national recruit. He's already one now. And they've got several other young kids that are going to be great players. Their senior kicker, Landon Carter, is a sleeper. I think he can go 1AA. He's good from 50 and beyond. He did not play that night because he was hurt. But he's going to be back this year for Catholic High. I want to go ahead and end the show and hope everybody enjoyed it. Again, LSU, there will be greener days in the future. I am a Kelly fan. I think he was a great hire. Unfortunately, they do not have the running game to take the pressure off of Jaden, who's already struggling right now, Jaden Daniels. But I think a run game would help him a lot. I don't think they're going to have to rebuild. I don't think this is a five-year project. They just have to go get some running backs. And they're just going to have to go out there and recruit. And they're going to have to win some of those portal wars with Alabama. Let's face it. You got to get the best. You know, that Gibbs kid who's a running back at Alabama, he is legitimately the best running back in the United States. And he transferred from Georgia Tech to Alabama last year. This year, I mean. You know, I mean, hey, that's what it's about now. You don't have to win the recruiting high school wars anymore. You got to win the transfer portal wars now. People say, oh, they got to have three recruiting classes. You know, you do need to recruit good high school players. I'm a huge fan of that. But you got to go get three portal transfers that are dominant players. And there's only about 10 of them in the country that are coming out to transfer. There's only so many Joe Burrows and Baker Mayfields that want to transfer to another college, or Jalen Hurts, you know, who's 5-0 with the Eagles. There's just so many of those guys, and you got to sign one, the Gibbs kid, you know, at Alabama. So they got to go get the best running back in America to come in here so they can get that offense going and all those great receivers. And LSU's got an O-line coming up. And I think that Walker Howard and Nussmeier are great quarterback. And Nuss should get his shot soon. He should. Again, it's not all on Jaden Daniels, because he doesn't have that dominant run game behind him. And it would look differently if he did. Good luck to Tennessee this week with Alabama, though. We'll see how good they really are. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We'll see everybody on Wednesday and also Friday. Wednesday's show is going to be a great show. We got Ryan Sancho, former LSU football player. We also have a great show with a quarterback from East Feliciana. We can't wait to get those shows done. We'll see everybody soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.